signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this second day of March 2005. This past hour, I've been talking about sovereignty in America, what it means to be sovereign, what real property is, how this country was founded, and where it's at today. We'll get into that. And we'll also take your calls on that, but not right now. So, folks, just I'll open up the lines, and I want you holding there eating up our phone time here. Please, just hold the calls here. A lot of them have been coming in, but just hold off. We'll get to your calls here in a few minutes. Now, as a result of the transfer of certain properties to others, the perception of the king's immunity was altered. It was therefore perceived that the king had waived his sovereign immunity to some extent. The concept of the sovereign waiving immunity was born, but it was perceived that the decision to waive was still in the hands of the sovereign owner of the property, which was the king. Now, it's hard to imagine that the king had a decision at Runnymede upon the signing of the Magna Carta at Sword Point, but this perception that the king decided to waive certain sovereign immunities was retained by English law. All this history followed the colonists of the New World to America. Now, the people as sovereigns in America. In 1689, John Locke published his first and second treaties of civil government, presenting indisputable evidence of the foundation of civil government resting upon consent of the governed and for the protection of the property of all of its citizens. Locke showed that God granted to all men life, liberty, and the possessions so they could sustain their lives. Well, if that's the case, why is our government running around the country trying to pull the Ten Commandments out of public school buildings, out of public courthouses? It seems that they don't recognize property anymore. The people of America fought a revolution to secure sovereignty for the people who are sovereign and create and dissolve governments for their own protections. The founders created a government that cannot lawfully obtain sovereignty over the citizens. The state cannot harm their own citizens and be above the law or not subject to suit. The perception of monarchical sovereignty has been applied to other forms of government. Therefore, it is said that Finland is sovereign in relation to Germany, and Germany is sovereign in relation to Texas, etc. This really means that these governments are independent of each other and represent different peoples with different laws and traditions. But this is really not sovereignty, but an authorization to act on behalf of the independent sovereigns in each society or each country. The term sovereignty was merely applied to a group of sovereigns. Therefore, it is true that the state of the United States are sovereign in relation to one another and to foreign nations and to the federal government in Washington, D.C. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. The government that a person is the primary citizen of cannot be sovereign over that individual or group of individuals, all of which are citizens. The state consisting of many individual sovereigns becomes sovereign only in relation to other states or foreign nations. The 11th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, and I'm saying small u, small s here, not the capitalized, corporatized version that we have now, introduces the concept that the federal government's jurisdiction will not extend to a citizen of one state suing another state in the Union. This is because there's two different sovereign groups involved here. That is why a Texan cannot sue Germany in German courts, for the same reason a Texan cannot sue Arkansas in the Arkansas court systems. We'll pick this up right after the short break. This is very interesting material, folks. History. It is true history. And what is being taken right out from under us, but a lot of Americans are too stupid to realize it.
Woo! My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I am going to have to skip part of this in order to get everything in here I need to do today. But I'm going to get into the cancellation of the judicial balance in our government. You see, because, ladies and gentlemen, we have the right to petition. We have the right of redress of government. As a matter of fact, we the people, the real government in this country, if we're dissatisfied with the current government, that we have the right. This is what cracks me up anytime I hear these talking heads and all the spoon feeders for this diatribe, this nonsensical diatribe that people can be anti-government. Well, first of all, the people are the government. And if they don't like what the elected leaders or that form of government is doing, then we have a right to abolish it. Boy, somebody forgot that little thing, that they become so abusive and so arrogant that we have the right to say, hey, you know what? You're not representing us anymore. You're null and void. What a concept. An abusive government being done away by its people peaceably, without going to war against it. And why would the people ever want to go to war with their own government? Well, simply because their government has already waged war on them, and it's for their literal survival. Well, that's a concept people don't like to really think about too much. And we shouldn't even have to be talking about this if the government was doing its proper role. But it's not. And we're suffering for it continually. And we will suffer more in the future. Not just in your lifetime, ladies and gentlemen, but in your children and their children's lifetime. The effect of government immunity over people who create it is a cancellation of the judicial branch of government to balance the executive and the legislative branches. When citizens lose the power to bring suits and petition the government for redress, remedy, and repair, the balance of power is lost. The attack upon the power of the judicial branch to concentrate power in the other two bodies has strangely come completely from the judicial branch itself. The assumption of sovereignty and immunity from the people has come from the adoption of the ancient monarchical principles in the common law of England, present in the colonial period of early America. Texas rests its sovereignty and immunity upon a case tying a land title back in 1847. The earliest quoted case, the state claims, secures sovereign immunity in the case of Rufus K. Hosner versus John DeYoung, surveyor. Basically, what was going on here is Hosner tried to say, well, I've surveyed this property and it's mine. Well, wait a minute. The property in question belonged to the state of Texas, not to Hosner, who was trying to obtain it by fraudulent land certificate by forcing DeYoung to survey it and report it as lawfully claimed. In this case, where the citizen of Texas attempts to steal land belonging to the state of Texas steals the sovereignty and the property of all of its citizens and bars the citizens of Texas from suing the state of Texas in the Texas court systems. You know, little checks and balances here. Got a thief? Hey, smoke him out. The sovereignty described in Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, Section 2 and 3, the Texas Constitutions are destroyed by the irrelevant case 157 years ago. Why on earth would a free people create a government to protect their lives, liberties, and possessions, and then permit the government itself to steal sovereign immunity over its people to harm the citizens without recourse? Why? I didn't agree to this, did you? The answer is they did not. The state of Texas is not sovereign over its own citizens, and the courts belong to the people of Texas to use against those, including the state and the state employees, for application of laws of the state of Texas, as clearly stated in Sections 2 and 3 of the Texas Bill of Rights. The distortion of Hosner versus DeYoung, by the way, would not have happened without the perversion of the 11th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Again, we find that nothing in the written, in the positive law of the Constitution grants sovereignty to the United States or to the federal government created by the states and we the people. So where does this claim come from? It comes from a perversion of the 11th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution permitted by the judicial branch of the government in court decisions where a great body of common law is developed with a perversion of the Constitution as its foundation. Here's the 11th Amendment here, folks, in case we just all forgot. The judicial power of the United States shall not be construed to extend to any suit in law of equity, commenced or prosecuted against one of the United States by citizens or another state, or by citizens or subjects of any foreign state. From this simple statement, we'll see how it was perverted and cataloged in the American jurisprudence through case law predicted upon adoption of monarchical feudal ideas that are repulsive to the ideas expressed in the Declaration of Independence in 1776. I mean, it's there. You know, what's going on, folks, is our status is being drastically reduced. The courts are only good when some slave harms another slave. And the slaves cannot sue the slave master when the slave master harms the slave. All state employees can harm any taxpayer, intentionally or otherwise, and be immune from suit because the employee represents the king or the state and federal property owning government. A lawyer explained it this way. He says, sovereign immunity dates back to the feudal times in Europe. It has its roots in the federal fiction that the king can do no wrong. Today, sovereign immunity is an establishment principle of jurisprudence in all civilized nations. Alexander Hamilton made the following observations about it. He said this: it is inherent in the nature of the sovereign not to be amenable to the suit of an individual without its consent. This is a general sense and a general practice of mankind, and the exemption as one of the attributes of sovereignty is now enjoyed by the government of every state in the Union. Most sovereigns have abandoned the fiction that governments and their officials can do no wrong. Well, what else did Hamilton have to say about this, writing in the Federalist Letter number 81, to determine and understand the context of what he was addressing? And keep in mind, folks, there was always a push in this country to have centralized power and have that in the hands of the Fed. He said, though it may rather be a digression from the immediate subject of this discussion, I shall take occasion to mention here a supposition which has excited some alarm upon many mistaken grounds. It has been suggested that an assignment of the public securities of one state to the citizens of another would enable them to prosecute the state in the federal courts for the amount of those securities, a suggestion which the following considerations prove to be without foundation. It is inherent in the nature of sovereignty not to be amenable to the suit of an individual without its consent. That's the general sense and the general practice of mankind. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Folks, any government that will tell you for your own safety and security. Now one might construe this as to say that, well, Homeland Security and Patriot Act 1, 2, and parts of 3, and whatever else the government wants to cook up to steal our constitutional rights, in actuality, they're performing the service that's been delegated to them. That's right, the protection of each individual. Ah, but here's the difference. The Constitution stands inviolate. Folks, it cannot be violated by the government. For whatever reason, they cannot take your rights. They don't have the right to watch your computer traffic or listen into your phone calls or to send the Phoebes out, the FBI, to make, oh, that's right, when you're not home, to quietly slip into your house and look at your computer hard drives and rifle through your drawers and your closets or anything else. At which point, there's really no freedom or liberty or sovereignty. It's being violated under the tenet of your protection. That's what you're telling us nowadays, that you've got to subject yourself to roadside checkpoints. And that the thought, and one of my favorite people to pick on is Officer Quick up here at the Round Rock Police Department. I hope you're listening today, Officer. Because, buddy boy, you've been brainwashed to the point that your department tells you that public policy demands and dictates that when you pull over a driver, that he must submit to examination of his papers, he must exit his vehicle so you can search it for contraband, maybe something, he's breaking the law someplace, so I've got to go in and root around in his car to find out why. And then the man says to me, well, if you don't have anything to be afraid of, why are you opposed to me searching your car? Of which I replied to this wonderful little punk of an officer, that's right, I called you a punk, because you are. And I hope to God you never pull me over, because I'll bury your butt. And I don't mean in a violent way. I will own you, your house, and everything that you have coming in for the rest of your life. Because this is getting serious now. Anybody that tells me, well, why would you object to me searching your car if you don't have anything to hide? And I said to him, I said, so using that train of logic, that if public policy demanded or your police department policy demanded that one day that you show up on my doorstep just to come in and make sure that I don't have any contraband. He said, don't be ridiculous. I said, I'm being ridiculous. I am the one being ridiculous. I'll tell you what, that thin blue line out there is only unbroken because the consent of the people. You start messing around and violating them, they ain't going to like it. And I don't give a damn who tells you got the authority to do it. It is illegal and it is unconstitutional. pack that in your little brain trust, my friend. We'll be right back.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Just on that note that you had brought up about the police officers, I have a pretty good friend of mine who applied to Austin Police Department last year. And the guy's he's a real good guy. He's got a master's degree from UT. He's the type of person that researches things that you'd want to be a police officer. And he was declined. And this is during a hiring period they were going through. They were where they were hiring several people, and so
why was he declined?
Well, they didn't say, but in the letter that they had written to him, they basically said, "And don't ever think about applying to be a police officer in this town again." It was kind of ridiculous.
Oh, well, he was a friend of yours. Were you aware of anything in his past that might preclude him from being an agent for the agency?
No. When you say that, I mean I don't know. I just know that he's a very stand-up guy, a good citizen, and a well-educated person.
Well, I guess that would preclude you from being a cop nowadays.
Well, that was the point I was going to make. Yeah. Is I don't know if we need to, begin. And I hope there's some police officers listening. I have respect for some police officers that I know that are genuine people, and they realize that their job is there to protect and serve the citizen and not harass them. But these people should be the first line of defense when the government begins to infringe upon the citizens' rights.
And they don't
know the Constitution.
No, Sean, not when you are an agent for an agency that is outside the bounds of constitutional law. They are outside the bounds of constitutional law. That's where the problem is. That's where they're getting away with going, well, we're going to perform roadside checks, or we're going to do whatever we want to. Because the assumption is that you're guilty of something until you prove yourself innocent. And you're all guilty until we filter one by one here in this long line of traffic we just backed up for an hour or 2 hours or whatever the case may be, that we're going to filter everybody through this little bottleneck to make sure that nobody is guilty of anything. And then you can all go, but not after you're inspected and detected and asked to get out of your car. They're trying. There's legislation in this Texas state legislature right now to give themselves authority, this agency, to take your blood alongside the roadside when they do these stops. Now, I don't know how this is going to square with a lot of police officers, but I'm going to tell you what. If a cop says, you know, I'm not down with that, I'm not doing that, well, congratulations, pick up your check Friday. You're through here. And they will fill the ranks with people that will follow anything that's department policy. That's the problem.
Well, let me ask you a question, because this is going to be an ironic situation when this happens to me. They're going to have to make some law that says it's illegal to turn around and go the opposite way as well.
Well, that's because you're avoiding. Yeah. Well, I mean, they've been doing this for years. And what they will specifically do, because they don't have the manpower, they will throw up checkpoint signs conveniently, okay, right before an exit. And that the people that obviously they're getting off at that exit or trying to get off of that road and avoid that checkpoint, they must be guilty and have something to hide, so we're going to chase these people down. This has happened thousands and thousands of times in this country. That because you want to avoid the prying eyes of some agent working for the agency outside of constitutional bounds, that somehow that you're guilty because you don't want to take part in it.
Yeah, this is just ridiculous.
It's gone way beyond ridiculous, and just hang on to your hat. It's going to get a lot more ridiculous until we, the people, the real government here, tell all these little agencies and their agents, look, you better back up a step. Because you've granted yourself continuum of force power. During an arrest, most people are not aware of this. Yeah, they've got a gun and they've got a badge on. But you have ever wondered why? Well, during this interview, in case there's something that may be somewhat amiss, that I'm going to handcuff you for your own protection. Why do you think they say that? Because they do have the power of force continuum, and I call it DEFCON 5. DEFCON 5 is actually death. That's when they pull out their weapon and shoot you. Now, these are the power that these agents for this private police agency, it's nothing but if you really boil it down, it is nothing more than high-paid security guards with continuum of force authority to kill you if necessary. Now, up until this point, or should I say before, people were not opposed to police because police were not generally abusive. Yeah, it happened from time to time because people aren't perfect, and there are a few, bad people out there, even wearing uniforms. And generally speaking, well, those people are cast out of the departments, and they hopefully never become police officers someplace else. But the situation has totally changed now. Now they're granting themselves more and more power, more authority over you, your travels, what you're doing, where you're going, where you're coming from. You know what? It's none of your doggone business where I'm going or where I'm coming from. If you have probable cause that a crime has been committed, that I harmed somebody or I stole something, well, then, you got a right to ask a question, but up until that point, they're granting themselves the authority just to do a roadside stop and an interview just to find out if you've done something illegal or something that isn't apparent that they can get you with. And, of course, Sean, what they'll usually cite, you know, just this last week up here in Round Rock, Texas, it was a DPS that went out there and found a couple of drug runners. Oh, so, well, my goodness, isn't that just cause? Because look what we just did here. You know, we have a problem here, so therefore we got to take extraordinary measures to make sure that we protect people. If they were really interested in protecting people, the borders would be shut down. The government that's running drugs in here, or the agencies that are turning another eye, a blind eye, to allow these drugs to flood our streets. You know, I mean, it goes on and on and on. So where does it all stop? I'll tell you where it stops, Sean. We take our government back. And we get the rule of positive law once again. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Ken in California. Hello, Ken.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. The Patriot Act number 3 will be voted on next week. Within this new Patriot Act, which our illustrious president supports, they will be making permanent 12 provisions of the old Patriot Act that were supposed to sunset at the end of this year. So those 12 provisions will be made permanent. Talk about taking away our rights. Also, they are adding several provisions to this new Patriot Act. Two of the most egregious are that an American citizen born in America can have his citizenship revoked and he can be deported. This has never happened in America. Now, of course, they're saying these are only going to be, quote, terrorists, but I don't believe that. People, you know, anybody who opposes the government could literally be deported, God knows where. I mean, this is unbelievable. And a second provision of the new Patriot Act states that they want to make it lawful to send a detainee to a country that practices torture. And the so-called protection for this person will be that American personnel will be in those prisons. I mean, we're in the Twilight Zone.
No, we're in global governance. It's not the Twilight Zone. What you're seeing is going to be adopted for each country everywhere. And the same is going to be applied in reverse order. Say it's a German citizen.
Yes.
That they can be sent to America here. You know, we'll have our people out there running prisons for profit. And, you know, anybody that the government declares could be a terrorist for whatever reason, I mean, folks, if you read the verbiage of the Patriot Acts, you know, I mean, trying to influence somebody in the government to see your point of view, and it doesn't mention anything about violence or anything else, you could be considered a terrorist.
Yes, I've got a neighbor here, and you talk about how some people have their head in the sand. He's a retired, he's a fisherman, but regardless, he just happened to mention it yesterday. He says, you know, I've been reading the paper. Why are people writing to criticize our president? This guy knows nothing about civil liberties. He says, the president is just trying to do what he has to do. I didn't want to get in an argument with that guy.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do, Ken. Gosh, this guy is post-toasty. Well, you know, he's like many millions of Americans that, you know, they're like the tortoise. You know, they'll tuck their head in their protective shell and only poke it out when it's convenient to them. But what I would do with him is I'd get a hold of one of these little citizen rule books, and without mentioning and going against his new god, George Bush, I would hand him one of these little citizen's rule books and say, you know what, you know, you ought to read this. I think they might be making some mistakes someplace, and I don't think people are giving us enough thought. I'll give them this and say, read this and tell me what you think.
Yeah, I really believe that as fast as this new world order is taking over, and Bush is, you know, right at the head of it, I say to myself, I really believe that our freedom of speech, assembly, religion, it could be over in 6 months. I mean, especially if they engineer another 9/11, that could be it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've already seen signs of that. I mean, like I said, the Patriot Act, that they now can monitor your bank accounts, your emails, your phone conversations, and that's not good enough. That, you know, the FBI can slip into your place without a warrant, without you being home, nose around your personal property, and then leave, and not even have to leave a card saying, "Hi, the FBI was here," and, you know, we'll be back, or it's over with, or whatever the case might be.
I purposely am not on the Internet. I have a computer, but I do writing against the New World Order. And anyway, without going into detail, I purposely am not doing what I want to be on the Internet, because I know that with their codes and everything, they can get right into my computer if I'm on the Internet, and they can see everything that's on my hard drive.
Yeah, but Ken, you've got to understand one thing, Ken. They've already beaten you. Do you understand that? Because you have what? Fear.
I've opted out,
Yeah. That's a bad thing, because we outnumber these son of a buggers millions to one. Millions to one. And if we have the balls, excuse my expression, I can't think of any other way to put it, intestinal fortitude, I guess, would have been the better choice, but excuse me, I'm a little emotional right now.
Okay, sure.
But for people to stand up and proclaim, you know, this is over. You're not going to violate my God-given rights because you have an emergency here, or what I believe and you believe is a usurpation to meld us into a global governance scheme. It ain't happening.
I got one last point.
Go ahead.
My late wife, she happened to be Latina. She was from Honduras, and she went through a lot of these, what they call golpe de estado, which is when the military takes over the government, and they have a police state. Well, she said that one reason she came here was to get away from that kind of governance. And she said that what happens is when the tanks start rolling, you have 10 minutes to get off the street. 10 minutes or you'll be shot dead. That's it. Doesn't man, woman, child. And there was one case, I don't know if you remember, 1969, the Salvadorians invaded Honduras. Make a long story short, they had a 48-hour curfew. You had to be inside. With the people that were on the street, you had to immediately go into a store, stay there for 48 hours. Next morning, in the headlines, 48 people were shot dead by the military. That's it. No questions asked.
Well,
10 minutes to get off the street. That's
it. Let's upgrade that. Hey, let's upgrade that, Ken, for the people in Iraq right now. The same thing's happening to them.
That's true.
Same thing will happen to us. And people refuse to believe that to be a possibility, as your neighbor, friends, thinks George Bush walks on water.
Exactly.
Thanks for your call, Ken.
Right.
Appreciate it. Fred in Philly. Hello, Fred.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I want to bring up something. First of all, something must have really ticked you off to put on a very incisive show, starting with the Magna Carta, talking about property rights and imprisonment without law. I agree, and I think that just keep hammering these issues again and again. Now, this is what I want to talk about on that issue. The Magna Carta, didn't that establish, or wasn't habeas corpus there even before the Magna Carta?
Yeah, in a limited degree, but it wasn't really solidified like it was in this country. I think, what was it, 1870-something in this country? I might have.
It's been around in this country since the beginning, but in England it was there even before King John and the Magna Carta. But the Magna Carta mentioned it and complimented
My point being that it was actually written because, you know, people have a tendency not to believe in philosophies that's got to be in black and white for them, and it was in this country. 1877 or something like that. I'm a little fuzzy on that date.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at this definition of imprisonment, and this is so cool. Listen to this. It says here, imprisonment may be in a place used for that purpose. It says that, or it may be by words, threats, and an array of force, without bolts or bars, in any locality whatsoever. A forcible detention in the street, or a touching of a person by a peace officer by way of arrest, is imprisonment. And I'm thinking that in the example of these illegal stops that you're talking about in Texas, why can't an individual have a prepared petition for writ of habeas corpus?
You can
ready,
do that.
Ready to serve on the officer, because the courts are only looking at it after an arrest and a conviction. Now, you have the right at the point of arrest to determine before a judge, are you either under arrest or are you forced to do something like give blood? That's what I think people have to start doing rather than wait for the process to a conviction.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there were certain protections there, and there were things that police officers would or would not do. Sometimes it was to the officer's discretion, but, you know, they're being told that there's a bunch of bad people out there. There's terrorists lurking around every corner. And, well, as I said, you're either going to do what public or our policy says, our PD policy says, or you're not going to, you might as well pick up your check, you're fired.
Yeah, but I think that it's come to a point where I think we could actually have maybe a group set up to watch the police officers. In other words,
that doesn't work. They're doing that in Austin, but that's not precluding the Austin Police Department or any other police department in the state of Texas here from adopting federal guidelines. I mean, the feds are right in there with them. So it doesn't make any difference.
Why can't that in a citizen serving the petition for writ of habeas corpus address it to a federal judge?
Well, now we're going from the frying pan into the fire. Now, instead of the sovereign immunity that we're supposed to be afforded in our own state against the feds, now we're going to the Fed enclave and going, okay, judgy-wudgy, what about this?
Yeah, but John, you know that the judiciary can be molded to protect our original rights, our natural rights, rather than getting rid of them. The fact is the judiciary is a malleable thing, and the fact is if enough people did that, and if we have organization that they can watch and publicize this process,
Fred,
of arrest,
Look, I've got to bring up Alan from Monocot Wheatgrass here in a minute, but let me tell you something. None of this is going to change. They will keep coming back and coming back and coming back until this country once again is redefined in its roots in the Constitution. Until that happens, and we have agreement on everybody's part that this is the document, it should be inviolate, you cannot use this, you know, in any other way except prescribed by positive law, until such time, these little son of a buggers are going to keep coming back and are going to keep playing these same games.
Why can't we do is it a public opinion thing like during the civil rights movement? Is it a type of an issue that people will not act on en masse on, or
are we talking about the civil rights movement that created the enslavement of the 14th Amendment citizen?
No, I'm talking about the fact that Why can't people simply go into jail in huge numbers be used to reestablish the Fourth Amendment?
Because we're under terror alerts, because we're under emergency war powers, because.
But it's got to be, it's a number of things. The fact is that the judiciary is a controlled branch of government, and it wasn't controlled or nearly as controlled as it is now. There has to be a number of factors, not just
I hear what you're saying,
yeah.
And as Bill Clinton used to say, I feel your pain, my friend.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, John.
All right, thanks. All right. Appreciate your call. Terry, real quickly, squeeze you in here.
Hey.
Hi, Terry.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Miller?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I didn't get a chance to meet you last night. I met Mr. Schwartz. I was at the meeting.
Yes.
But what I was calling about was I have a way to bring his message to a bigger audience, about maybe 1,500 people at one time.
All right.
And I was wondering, if I set that up, would you and him come?
Absolutely.
And that's going to be out of church.
I don't care where it is.
Okay, because I belong to, I think, probably maybe the biggest black congregation here in Austin.
If your pastor will allow truth to ring through the rafters of that church, we would be happy to come.
Okay, well, I'm headed to church in about 30 minutes, and I'm going to get with him, and I'm quite sure it won't be a problem, and then I'll get to you tomorrow. But I need your email address.
John Stattmiller?
Okay.
That's spelled JohnStattmiller at hotmail.com.
Okay. Come on with the Stattmiller again.
Yeah, John Stattmiller,
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 okay.
at hotmail.com.
All right, I got you, Mr. Stattmiller, and you'll be getting something from me because I'm on fire right now.
All right, well, you stay that way, my friend, and let me know what turns out.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Bye.
Yeah, he was at the meeting last night. I think I might have even seen you, Terry, but it was a crazy night last night. There was a lot of people that showed up for that meeting, and I'm very glad that they did. And by the way, while I'm thinking about that, on Thursday's program, I am going to have, and thanks to the lawyer that gave me his card last night, if you're listening today, Mr. J, I appreciate you very much, and I'll be talking to you in the future. At any rate, we will have, we'll just save that until a later date. I've got in studio with me, Monica Reedgrass, or you're hiding behind the microphone booms. How you doing?
I'm here.
I'm here, too.
Barely made it. I had 2,500 pounds of seed arrive at my house just before the interview today. And so I thought I was coming out the door to come up here, and I was coming out the door to manually unload 50-pound bags.
Well, didn't the guy? He showed up late. And he didn't even help you unload it.
No. He took a good cussing out. I had to apologize. It's I know. I understand. Never mind. But
Wheatgrass. Now you've been on this program before, and if anybody, I don't know if there's anybody out there that doesn't know about it, but a lot of people haven't tried it. You've gotten a good response. People are ordering the product. Monocot Wheatgrass. It's a company you started.
I started growing wheatgrass for my own health 6 years ago, and I've become pretty much spoiled. We grow it ourselves. I wanted to get out of this routine of buying all of these different supplements and paying for wheatgrass juice and paying for vitamins and minerals and insurance and doctors and all this stuff. I can't afford any of that, so I thought, well, I can grow this stuff. I had read about it, and it was they called it superfood. Which meant, you know, it was just concentrated. And I had heard the healing reports and stamina and energy, all the stuff that we talk about in our advertisement. But I didn't want to pay any more for it. And so I started growing for about $1 a week this superfood nutrition. And I've become used to it now. My wife brings it to me every day. And we both use it. And I've come to rely on the extra energy that I have. I just assume I'm not going to get sick when people get sick around me. And, I'm inspired, John, when I start taking it for granted. I mean, I've been feeling pretty good for, quite a while now. And I start taking it for granted. But I had, for instance, someone out to my house a couple of days ago picking up some wheatgrass equipment and to take some grass with them. And this fellow, elderly gentleman, had suffered a stroke within the last year. And he lost something to where he was feeling dizzy, foggy, couldn't think. And he said he knew that life was supposed to be worth living, but he was thinking, why would anyone want to continue living like this?
Yeah, in this current state.
And he went down and picked up one of our little half flats down at the grocery store and took it home and took about a third of that half flat of wheatgrass, juiced it up, and drank that. And he said when he woke up in the morning that he was better, to the point to where he felt good and was up walking around and thinking straight. And he said, well, there's something going on here. And this all ties in with the oxygenation, the higher blood count, and that's literally overnight.
Well, I mean, there is a balance. I mean, we're talking about enzymes. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, Alan, I've been talking about the absolutely horrid stuff that we're eating as food. You know, that it is...
Most people don't know what we're supposed to feel like, John. We grew up on, I mean, bless our hearts, our parents didn't know any better, but we grew up on hot dogs and macaroni and cheese.
And we grew up on the government's chart where they gave you a picture of the food groups. And...
Right, and then we went to school, and then when we went to school, they counted ketchup as a vegetable and said, well, give the guy some ketchup, that'll keep him alive. And that, you know, so most of us don't know how good life really feels until we start getting this, you know, the real, live, God-sent stuff. I mean, this is literally, to me, it's the manna from heaven, you know. I mean, we take a couple of pennies worth of this grain and grow it into a couple ounces of juice. Now, this fellow with his recovery from the stroke, that's just one aspect. I mean, it's such a holistic treatment that we have cardiovascular recoveries. We have detoxifications. Another fellow that came out to visit, incidentally, at the same time as this stroke victim, whose daughter was just recovering from chemotherapy from lung cancer. And he said that they nearly killed her. They got her on wheatgrass, and she started feeling better and getting up. She's taking her walks. Her hair's growing back. So they were out there to pick up a good supply. The stores were out, and they...
Well, and a lot of people don't understand this, and they don't make the connection because it's not been a part of their daily regimen, or they haven't heard it every day, that we've got cancer cells in our bodies right now. You and I have cancer cells, and if the body's immune system does not keep that in check, what happens?
The cancers will get the best of us, but, you know, with immunities in mind, John, I mean, we're hearing about the bird flu, and we're hearing about, you know, other economic stresses that we're going to be facing, possible lifestyle changes that we're going to be facing.
Yep.
And we need to cease relying on others for our health, for our nutrition, for our food. And this is the simplest, easiest way to get off of that merry-go-round.
Look, you're a very kind and gentle man. And when you talk about the eventuality, And I know that you don't like to even think in those terms of absolute survival, because at that point in time, you know, a lot of people, like your buddy said there, that showed up, your stroke victim friend, that said, is life to be this way? If it is, it ain't worth living. Now, I know that we don't like to look at scenarios that it's the worst case. I don't like the gloom and doom. I like people to be positive. But what you're saying literally could come to pass in this country.
We need to be sharp. And I've heard it said, you know, we need to have a sharpness of mind, but a tenderness of heart. And that's true. I mean, we don't want to turn into these hateful creatures that, you know, they say you become like that which you hate.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to become like these guys.
If not, I'll just join them because they pay better.
But we need, to be sharp about this, and we need to take responsibility. No one's going to do it for us. And for myself, like I said, this is the core of our nutritional program. It's the core of our health program. It's affordable. It's the godsend.
When you say it's affordable, no. I want people to understand it's more than affordable. The only real cash outlay when somebody gets the wheatgrass and the book and the juicer that you have, that's the expense right there. That's the whole enchilada.
For the rest of your life, I mean, you're talking about maybe $15 or $20 a year to cover your basic nutritional needs. Now, you might want to go out and grab a potato every now and then for some calories to burn.
Sure.
But as far as your vitamins, minerals, enzymes, amino acids to build proteins, your blood builders, your antioxidants, it's not in 50 different bottles of pills. It's in the grasses. And we look at the grazing animals, and we don't see them coming down with this stuff.
Well, and actually what you've got, there's only two things, actually three things that you need. And dirt's everywhere, okay, water's everywhere, but the only thing it would be lacking is the wheat itself or the wheat kernels to use as seed. But that is relatively inexpensive for what you would need to travel someplace, or if you're going to go someplace, it's relatively not that bulky, and you can grow a lot. Look, you know, folks, I mean, literally, I was thinking, Alan, as you were saying this, you know, Buell Gibbons flashed through my mind. Yul Gibbons, I remember years ago talking about fiber in some post cereal or something. I mean, this guy was famous for eating barks off of trees and whatever else. And I'm going, okay. But literally, I mean, as long as you had something in your stomach, I mean, you could almost, well, you could literally live off of this wheatgrass.
When the scientists who did the first research on wheatgrass analyzed this stuff, and they saw the concentrations of protein and the array of vitamins, these guys were excited. They started coming up with what they called green foods, the vitamin foods, which meant vita, live, min for amino. They had the vitamin foods, which they were making from wheatgrass until Geritol and One A Day came along. But
easy and convenient, and that plugs you right back into their system, then it's not really that effective anyhow.
These guys thought they had the answer to the world's nutritional dilemma, and they did. And it went underground for a few years, you know, with all the better living through chemistry again.
Oh, sure, sure.
But it's back, and, you know, it's funny that this has happened through the Freedom Movement, because I became interested in both getting the information out and supporting the network. And so now we've got hundreds of the people you would least expect on the mountaintops out in the Missouri mountains and the Oklahoma mountains, the fields and valleys all across the United States, who are self-sufficient now and raving about. I had a 70-year-old guy call me up a couple weeks ago. He said, "Hey, you remember talking to me? I put on 4 inches on my arms, 6 inches across my chest. I'm getting up and I'm doing this and that." And it's like that every time, John. Somebody will call me up and they'll say, "Yeah, you sold me one of those wheatgrass kits a year and a half ago." And I think, oh, no, their juicer broke, or they ran over their juicer.
You never know when they approach you.
Yeah, they're calling to complain about. And every single time, I just wanted to let you know that I have felt so good since then. I've told all my friends and neighbors and family, and this is the real deal, John.
Maybe you're underpriced on this. Maybe you should be marketing this for $1,000, because then a lot of people equate value with cost. So rather than them just spending $150 or whatever the case may be, that we should charge them $1,000. Maybe they'd feel better about it.
Maybe I spent too much time in church when I was a kid. But, I mean, think of this. Okay, Jesus telling the lepers, "Yeah, I can take care of that leprosy there. It's $49.95. Right. No, this is meant to be. It's meant to be a gift. It's meant to be given away. It does take money to run a network. I'm not getting rich on this deal, believe me. It's a lot of work. And
same here.
And I answer the phones and talk with people for months and years to come to be sure that it works for them, to be sure that they get the yields that they're looking forward to.
Well, and we folks, you have to trust me. I will stake my reputation on this one, that if you get the kit from Alan Davidson from Monocot Wheatgrass, and that's monocotwheatgrass.com, and the phone number,
877-699-4328. And you can remember that easily. 1-877-MY-WHEAT.
That's easy. 877-MY-WHEAT. Folks, don't wait for it. Remember what it used to be like when you didn't get winded, you had plenty of energy? Well, you know, you can be that way again. And it's dirt cheap. Excuse the pun. Thank you, Alan. And I'll have to have you in real soon. Our schedule kind of got screwed up today. But I'll have to have you back in next week or the week after. I want people on this. I want them strong, feeling healthy, good and positive. And this is one of the ways they can do it.
Well, we're just on the tip of the iceberg today, so I'll be back.
Thank you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
smoking bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.